Good afternoon, this is December 8th, 2010, and this is the first installment of a brand new addition to the website called In the Studio. And this is simply a blog, which I understand to be a voice-based blogging format for those who do not wish to type, like myself. Although I type pretty well, it's just a lot easier and simpler to speak what is on my mind. And goes without saying, due to the nature of this type of website, dealing with the artistic endeavors of someone like myself, it gives you, the visitor, a one-on-one, more personal touch, so you can actually hear the artist behind his work. So I will be updating the goings-on in the studio, such as website additions, stuff that I will be putting up in the near future, or things I will be taking down, or just anything having to do with the website, as far as maintenance or upkeep, adding or subtracting. I will also keep you up to date as to the inner workings of my mind, which can be a good thing, but I will let you know with new poem ideas, song ideas, stuff of that nature, if I come up with a new concept of a new project. And I have like quite a few projects right now. I have Digitongue, which is my speech synthesizer, narrating my poetry. I have Machine Breath, which is a team of narrators, including myself, that narrates my poetry. I also have Dolphin 9, which is a keyboard-based synthesized ambient flat atmospheric music. And I also have Slam Pain, which I am playing, for the most part, my acoustic guitar and singing, and playing either the harmonica or Native American flute. And I will also eventually be featuring Senior Moments, as well as the adventures of my cat, Banshee. So there's a lot of stuff that I plan on featuring up on my radio station, OIC Radio. And if you haven't seen on the website, OIC Radio is basically just allowing the visitor a hands-free experience. So all they have to do is click on one of the listen links, and they sit back, and they listen to what I have done as far as music, spoken word, comedy, as far as all that goes. And for those who like more of a hands-on approach, you can click on the individual categories that are available on the website. Like for now, there's Digitongue and Dolphin 9. You can click on either of those categories, and you can listen to what you want. And there's even a rating system. And I hope that all of you will take the time to rate each of these posts. I'd like to have some feedback as to what you guys are feeling and thinking about my stuff. And I will also keep you guys up to date as to the social events here in Sedalia, those that I will be attending. For example, last Friday on the 3rd of December, I went down to the Wanamore, and for the very first time I got up on stage and I narrated one of my poems for a very nice little get together. Travis DeMoss was very kind in allowing me 5 minutes of his time. He was up there for 2 or 3 hours playing some really good acoustic music. And a good friend of mine, Steve Dodson, was up there as well, reading one of my poems. He came down from Sedalia to help participate in the festivities. And I have my stepbrother, Reuben Logan, to thank, because he was, as he put it later that night, my chauffeur, which was basically true, because he's one that brought me down there and took me home after the event was over. But we all had a good time, and we're hoping to do that very, very soon. Hopefully this Friday, as a matter of fact, on the 9th, I guess it would be. No, the 10th. Yeah, Friday the 10th. And that is the Watermore here in downtown Sedalia, Missouri. And I hope to eventually get this set up as a podcast, so you guys could simply subscribe to the In the Studio, and once I publish something here in the studio, you will get it automatically, the update that is. So we got some really exciting times here for OIC Studios, and I will be creating more installments of this In the Studio. So till then, have a good day, and we'll talk to you soon.